Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
For curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day extra big deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt 2.5 amp hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland Paper's offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Burt Show.
I am waiting for Tanya here to check in, but Jeff, I don't see her on hold. You know what's up?
Yeah, she's not on hold right now.
That's a really good
well,
observation.
I'll feel very safe in your hands.
Okay.
This is what she told us yesterday.
Oh, God, how can I say this? Well, because when I say what I'm going to say, you're going to be grossed out, but we'll just have to get through that. I'm already dating a guy that my stepmom used to date. We've only been on, we're scheduled for our fifth date tonight. And then we've had scheduled since like last week that he's supposed to meet my dad and stepmom over brunch this Sunday.
That should be real comfortable.
Icky. Icky. So I want women to know this also, that if you're in the same room with the dude that you have once slept with, he thinks about that a lot when he's still in the room with you. Even though it could have been years ago. Yeah.
Right, like Jeff? The whole time?
It pops in the mind from time
not the
to
whole time.
Time,
but like when you have the first interaction, it's like, oh, hey, Jen, how you been? I haven't seen you in a while. And then as soon as that initial conversation is over, it's like, oh, I have seen her naked. Oh, she does that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
guys
cool.
Are weird.
Is what it is.
You're the one who did the stuff.
Yeah, so who's weird?
Yeah.
All right, so Tanya, we didn't think we were going to talk to her until Monday because we thought that she was going to go and hang out with the entire family on Sunday for Sunday brunch.
Right.
And that's when it was going to get most awkward because she's going to be around stepmom and it was going to get weird. But she made a decision yesterday. Hey, okay. Tanya.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome back. What's up?
Thanks. Well, there's been some progress, I guess.
Okay. Right.
I don't know what we would define as progress here. I don't know. Which way are we going?
Well, we're going forward. I saw him last night, and I kind of just wanted to clear everything up. So I told him that, you know, that I had concerns and that this brunch was coming up, and I just felt like, you know, we needed to sort of decide what we want to do around this.
You saw who last night? Your boyfriend slash stepdad?
Wait, what?
You saw your boyfriend last night? Is that who you're referring to?
Oh, yeah. My boyfriend, not my dad. Yeah, not my dad. I talked to my boyfriend. So we decided that there really is something between us, and it wouldn't make sense to leave something that happened in the past. Like, you can't change the past. Mm-hmm. Like, this happened in the past. Like, it would be silly to, like, let that stand in the way. And we can't change who my dad just happens to be married to now, which is, like, this weird, random coincidence. And
now
we want to move forward. Like, we want to see what's between us and just move forward with that. So
I'm a little confused, though, Tanya. Yesterday you said that this was a guy you had just been out on, like, three dates with, and today he's your boyfriend.
Well, they had a talk last night.
I mean, are you guys officially, like, exclusive now?
Did you have, like, the boyfriend-girlfriend talk last night?
It all kind of became the same talk. Like,
That's sweet.
Okay.
Talking about how your dad's married to the guy that, the girl that your guy used to date, and the next thing you know, you're a boyfriend-girlfriend.
See, that's if you just start dating a guy and you're not exactly sure how to get into that conversation if we're going exclusive. Just use this scenario. This can apply to anybody to get definitions.
It's a classic romance story.
I do want to know if you're going to forewarn your stepmom before Sunday.
Well, indirectly, yeah. He decided that he wants to call my dad and just give my dad the
what?
Heads up. What? Yeah, he wants to call my dad and introduce himself and tell him, you know, that he's my boyfriend and he's looking forward to brunch and that, you know, that he's dating me and he really likes me a lot. And then just sort of let him know that once we were dating, we realized through Facebook that this is where it gets hard, I guess, that he dated my stepmom before she was my stepmom.
All right, so your boyfriend is making that call, and he's going to tell your dad exactly who he is in the relationship with your stepmom over the phone.
Yeah, and who he is in the relationship with me. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's going to go real well.
I like that idea.
That'd be a good time to give out the phone number. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. And your boyfriend has stepped up. This was his idea. He's all, look, I'm going to take care of this. I'll call your dad today. I'll work it all out before this happens on Sunday. And we'll all sit around and there'll be no tension at all.
Yeah, I mean, he said not sure if he's going to call him late in the day today or call him
I think that's a horrible idea.
I think it's
you
great.
You really think that that's the most respectful way to handle this whole thing? Why can't you do the phone call?
Not to dad, though. I think it's a horrible idea. I think tell the stepmom, look, this is what's happened, oddly enough. I don't want you to feel awkward. And let her make the decision if she wants to say anything to your dad, because now your dad has in his head that this guy has not only slept with his wife, but about to sleep with his daughter. So yeah. I think that my assumption is that the stepmom is going to say, you know what, let's just keep this between us. And let's not tell your dad about this.
Jeff, what do you say she does?
I think you're making the right. I think, first of all, I think you're lucky to find. I mean, you have found a man who's willing to admit to your father that he banged your stepmom. And I think that is.
Do we really need to use the word bang? Serious?
Hit?
Crushed?
Tapped?
No, I mean, slept with is fine.
Made love to.
There you go.
I think that.
I'm glad that was sixth on the list for you guys. But anyway, go ahead.
I think
we were being generous.
I think you should consider yourself lucky that you have found a man who's willing to say, I have made love to your stepmother. And I think you should embrace that. And I think the fact that he is willing to go to your father and say, I have made love to the woman you made love to last night, I think shows that he is committed to the relationship.
The women on the show are finding nothing funny about this at all. Nothing.
Oh, it's just disrespectful. I think that you
it
are
is not. I
such
said
a
made
crisis.
Love.
It's disrespectful to your dad.
Hold on one second, Tanya. Hey, Lynn, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I think that she could avert a lot of this thing by just, you know, manning up and going to her stepmom and telling her the whole deal and, you know, instead of making a big deal out of it.
That's what Melissa was saying also. Mm-hmm. Go to the stepmom and she'll decide exactly what to do with the
whole
thing.
Have the conversation with your stepmom because let's say that this relationship wasn't that serious to your stepmom because he was younger than her. And let's just say it was just a frivolous fling that the stepmom had and she didn't think it's a big deal. And then she could say, you know what, no problem. You know, congratulations, good luck to you, but let's not tell your father. I just really think putting your father in the loop, why? Why? Why should he know?
I don't know about that.
And the advantage to that is when you're having that conversation with your stepmom, if she has any tricks or techniques or things that this guy's really good at,
oh my God.
Or like, or if she remembers like what he really you know, what really works him up, outfits that she wore, dress up scenarios.
But with this guy that you've only gone out with three times, you are potentially hurt, you know, going to cause problems in your father's marriage.
Well, we've been out five times if you count last night. And
I
barely know this woman who's married to my dad. It's not like I live at home.
It's your father's marriage, though.
Right, but for me to call her up would be really awkward. And my boyfriend wants to be a gentleman, and he insisted that that is the correct way to handle this.
No,
it's
not.
The most respectful way to handle it, and he just wanted to keep it between the guys. Whatever. I mean, I don't know what that's about, but he wanted, like, it was really important to him that he handle this.
Beautiful. Do it. Do your thing.
Yes.
All right, sounds like you are very determined.
Could you send your boyfriend in there with a recorder?
Right.
To tape that conversation that he's going to have with your dad.
We will get an update from you on Monday morning, hopefully. I have a gut feeling that you guys aren't going to end up at that brunch on Sunday. But if that conversation is going down tonight, then you'll definitely have something to update us with on Monday, right?
He's confident it's going to be fine.
Okay.
So am I. I think, congratulations,
well, I'm
by
glad
the way.
You're following his complete lead on this. Good for you.
Go for it. Either way, that we'll have an update with you on Monday, hopefully, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Bert Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.